Welcome to today's deep dive.
Yeah.
Today, our mission is to cut through all the noise of modern digital finance and, you know, really explore one of the absolute oldest financial safety nets in human history.
Yeah, we are talking about physical gold coins.
Exactly. And we'll be looking at the specific pros and cons of this asset class, guided by just one primary source document today. It's an article titled, The Saudi Gold Standard, Investing in Physical Coins.
Which is a really fascinating read, honestly. It brings up some incredible points.
It really does. And to set the scene for you, the listener, we need to look back at April of 2025. So global inflation is surging, geopolitical tensions are just boiling over, and gold does exactly what gold is famous for.
Right. It shoots past a record high.
Yeah, $3,500 per ounce. But here is the really crazy part. As those prices skyrocketed, global demand for gold actually plummeted.
Which makes sense, right? People look at that massive price tag and they just back away.
Exactly. Except in one place.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia went in the complete opposite direction. They saw a massive 35% surge in gold jewelry demand.
Wow.
And even more critically for our deep dive today, there was a 16% rise in bullion and physical gold coin demand in just the first quarter of 2025 alone.
That's a huge spike.
It hit a 10-year high of 4.4 tons. So while global demand is cooling off, Saudi demand is absolutely red hot.
Okay, let's unpack this, because in a world that is completely obsessed with digital ETFs and stocks and crypto, physical gold is like the ultimate offline asset.
The ultimate offline asset. I like that.
Yeah, it's sort of the financial equivalent of a vinyl record. You know, it's tactile, it's reliable, and most importantly, it is totally immune to a server crash.
That vinyl record analogy is actually perfect.
Sure.
But to understand why this offline asset is surging, especially in the Saudi market,
right,
we have to objectively weigh those tangible benefits against some very real and honestly often overlooked hidden costs. Right. So let's crack open the why first. Why the rush to this offline asset right now? I mean, what are the actual core benefits driving this behavior?
Well, the fundamental driver is gold's historical role as a safe haven. It's a shield against currency devaluation and global financial instability.
Because it's tangible.
Exactly. It's the power of tangible ownership.
Mm-hmm.
When you hold a physical coin, there are no third-party brokers, no online platforms that can freeze your account, and zero counterparty risk.
Right. You aren't relying on a CEO to not ruin a company or a bank to stay solvent.
Precisely. It is entirely yours.
And what's great is the flexible entry points, too. You know, investors don't need to buy those massive cartoonish gold bars you see in movies.
No, not at all.
Coins come in varying weights, making them very discreetly portable. We're talking about recognized coins like the Saudi Sovereign or the Krugerrand or the American Eagle. And those have incredibly strong international and local liquidity.
They do. But the source introduces this really unique cultural layer that we have to talk about. Because in Saudi Arabia, gold isn't just, you know, a spreadsheet line item.
Right.
It has these deep, deep emotional and traditional roots. It is absolutely essential for weddings, for celebrations, and for gifting.
Okay, but let me push back on that for a second. Does sentimental value actually translate to hard economic safety?
Well, what's fascinating here is that, yes, it actually does. This cultural bedrock creates a constant, unyielding local demand.
Oh, I see. Because people are always getting married.
Exactly. Even during global sell-offs, when speculators are dumping paper gold, this localized, culture-driven demand helps ease those sharp drops in price. It acts as a buffer.
Wow. So it provides a unique stabilizing effect.
Yeah, an effect that globally traded, purely digital assets simply don't enjoy. They don't have that cultural price floor.
That is wild. But if gold is this culturally backed, inflation-proof safety net, there must be a reason we aren't all just converting our bank accounts into Krugerrands right now.
Oh, there are definitely reasons.
Yeah, let's pivot to the cons. Let's look at the hidden math of the coin.
Right. So the first and probably most glaring issue is that there is absolutely zero passive income.
Nothing.
Nothing. No dividends, no rent, no interest. Your profit only comes from price appreciation. It just sits there.
And the math gets pretty brutal when you look at the hidden costs, right?
It really does. First, when you buy a coin, you're paying a 6 to 10% premium over the actual spot value of the gold.
Just to acquire it.
Exactly.
Right.
That covers minting and collectability. Then you have storage. If you use a professional vault, they charge anywhere from 0.3% to 2% annually.
Which really eats into your returns over a decade.
Right. Or you choose the alternative, which is risky home storage, but then you have to buy expensive fireproof safes and you have to pay for specialized insurance.
Oh, right, because standard homeowners insurance probably won't cover a massive stash of gold coins.
Usually not, no. And then when you finally decide to sell, physical gold often carries higher capital gains taxes. It's frequently taxed as a collectible, which can hit up to 28%.
Wait, 28%.
Yeah, compared to, say, 15 or 20% for stocks. And we haven't even mentioned the counterfeit risk.
Oh, the tungsten fakes.
Right. There are highly sophisticated counterfeits out there, which means authenticating your coins requires professional assayers, and that is a very time-consuming process.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting to me. Investing in physical gold isn't just betting the price goes up.
No.
You're betting it goes up enough to outpace the 6 to 10% premiums, the annual vault fees, and those massive taxes. It's kind of like buying a luxury car that you have to pay to park in a high-security garage every single day.
That you can't ever drive it to work to earn a paycheck.
Exactly. You just have to hope someone buys it for more than you spent keeping it safe 30 years from now.
That is a great analogy, and it brings up a really crucial issue about liquidity and the dealer's spread.
Right, because selling it isn't like tapping an app.
Not at all. Selling gold requires negotiating with a trusted dealer. You have to securely transport the metal, and you often have to accept a 7 to 10% reduction from the purchase price just to make the sale. They call that the spread.
Right, the dealer has to make a profit too.
Exactly.
So, given these incredibly significant hurdles, the spreads, the storage, the taxes, how does the Saudi market manage to remain such a favorable environment for investors?
Well, there are very specific structural advantages in the kingdom. The biggest game changer is the VAT exemption.
The value-added tax.
Right. Investment-grade gold, which they define as 99% or more pure, is completely exempt from VAT when you purchase it from a certified dealer.
Oh, wow. That dramatically lowers the barrier to entry right there.
It does. It's a massive advantage. And the second big factor is the infrastructure. They have highly established local gold markets, the souks, in cities like Jeddah and Riyadh.
Right, so the infrastructure is already built for this.
Exactly. In these souks, recognized coins with documented serial numbers just flow easily. It offers superior resale opportunities compared to, a standard bank in London or New York.
So for you listening, imagine navigating a bustling souk in Riyadh. You're trading a well-known Saudi sovereign coin for cash in minutes, completely bypassing the digital stockbroker entirely.
It's hyper efficient.
But I do want to push back slightly here, because the source does offer a warning.
Yeah.
Even in these high-demand areas like Jeddah, you still have to factor in that 5 to 10% dealer spread.
Always.
You are rarely, if ever, going to sell a coin for exactly what you bought it for.
And this raises an important question about compliance and safety, because that VAT exemption and that rapid liquidity, they only protect you if you do your homework.
Right. You can't just buy from
But
anyone.
no, you have to stick to 99% pure assets, and you absolutely must use licensed dealers to avoid those severe counterfeit risks we mentioned earlier. If you try to cut corners, you lose the advantages.
So we've laid out the heavy realities and the unique Saudi advantages. Let's move to the final piece of the puzzle here. How should you, the listener, actually use this information? If gold is secure, but it's costly to hold, where does it actually belong in a modern financial strategy?
Well, the source provides some very clear concluding advice on this. Gold should be viewed strictly as a static method of retaining wealth.
Static, not an income generator.
Exactly. It is absolutely unwise to put your entire investment portfolio into gold coins. It is meant to be a layer of defense within a much broader, diversified portfolio.
And there is an incredibly ironic yet super revealing detail from the source text about this.
Oh, the publisher of the article.
Yes, the article is published by the Usul Gamma Investment Platform, and guess what? They don't even sell gold.
Not a single ounce.
Right. Instead, they focus entirely on long-term gold-based investing. They offer real estate options starting from just 500 SAR.
It's quite the paradox.
It really is.
Yeah.
So what does this all mean? It highlights that even the biggest proponents of gold stability ultimately pitch income-generating assets, like real estate, for actual wealth growth.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, physical gold is your financial shield.
I love that.
Yeah, it's heavy to carry, it costs money to maintain, but it is absolutely vital when the arrows of inflation and geopolitical tension are flying at you.
But you still need to move forward.
Exactly. Real estate, stocks, and bonds. Those are your engines for forward momentum. You need the engine to grow and the shield to protect.
That perfectly sums it up. So just a quick recap for everyone listening. We've explored the undeniable tangible safety and the incredible cultural power of physical gold.
We unpacked the hidden drain of those premiums, the spreads, and the taxes.
And we navigated the really unique, VAT-exempt, highly liquid Saudi markets of Jeddah and Riyadh. So look at your own financial setup right now.
Yeah, take a hard look.
Do you have a static wealth retainer in place? Or is your entire portfolio completely reliant on digital platforms and passive income generators that could be vulnerable to the next big global shock?
And as you think about that, I want to leave you with one final unmentioned concept to chew on based on today's themes.
Let's hear it.
As the world sprints faster and faster toward fully digital, trackable, cashless societies, will physical gold coins merely remain a traditional hedge against inflation? Or will their ultimate premium in the future simply be their invisibility?
Oh, wow.
Right. The idea that they might be the absolute last remaining form of untraceable, off-the-grid wealth.
That is a staggering thought to end on. The true value might just be that it's invisible to a server. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed exploring the Saudi gold standard with us. Take care, everyone.
See you next time.